Gary, I pray they're gonna.
We don't even know them all, do we?
Lord, Father, would you?
Every time that our heart beats is a blessing. That, every time that our eyes blink, that's a blessing. And Brother Junior said this morning that we can do nothing without the Lord. And I don't suppose we'll ever get where we need to be until we realize that. Can do nothing without the Lord. I know that we, one time in all of our lives, that we, no doubt that we thought that we were in control and we just had everything was in our own power. But I found out that wasn't so. I hope that God, I really do, and that He'd bless me and give me something to say. And I know that I always say that preaching is, I don't think has changed since the day of Apostle Paul. I believe it's still done the same way. Not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, there's a reason for that. We understand that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If we got wisdom and if we need wisdom, let us ask of Him. He'll give us what we're able to understand. And believe me, we all need to understand more about our King. You think how much that we miss out on by not reading God's Word.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Not praying for understanding.
Lord Jesus, I pray.
There's so much in His record. I claim that you really just can't get close to God like you need to, except you know more about Him. And I know the brethren was talking about repentance, and that's been around a long time.
Yes, brother.
That's been a requirement for a long, long time.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
I thought about the plan. John the Baptist came to prepare a people for the coming of the Lord.
Yes, Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Back in that day. Jesus already come once.
Lord, help him, Lord, I pray.
Then John began to preach in this way. Scripture says that, and I say this, and it's been on, stayed on my mind for some time now, that John the Baptist got blamed for some things he wasn't guilty of.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
These churches today throughout the land, they set their salvation upon being baptized in the liquid grave. They'll even try to take John and prove that.
Lord, help him, Jesus, I pray.
But John came preaching.
He told him, Brother Jerry.
The gospel of repentance for the remission of sin.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Sure, today, except you repent,
amen.
You shall not likewise perish. So that's not changed. It's not changed the way that we preach in power. Repentance has not changed. So today, but here's what concerns me. That even the Christian people, many times, we still try to do God's work in our own natural mind. Think that we're doing good things. And they may be good things, but not the way that God would have them done.
Amen, brother. Lord, help him, God.
We can't lead ourselves and be successful in the kingdom of God. But here today, and we get wrapped up in a lot of tradition, Brother Squarm. Listen. Oh, listen today. I know people, and I've not been critical, I promise you.
Help him, God.
That I'm not, but I know people would rather be called by their denominational name than a child of the King.
The truth.
They put more confidence in that. Listen, but here today, just for an example,
help him, God.
Brother, and I've got news for us today. The kingdom of God is not regular Baptist.
Amen.
I'm sorry to let you in on that.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is not the Methodist Church,
nor
a United Free Will Baptist. That's not the kingdom.
No.
Somebody said, well, I thought sure. I thought sure that it was. Listen, I'm telling you. Oh, listen, Brother Carrie. Anybody can get in the Ragged Baptist.
That's it.
Anybody.
That's exactly
listen.
Right.
Yes, and I'm telling you. You don't even have to be born again.
That's right, brother.
To get into it.
In
we witnessed that many times.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, listen. Yeah, but you'll never get in the kingdom of God without a new birth in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
As Brother Squires preached, been born again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, not all. A corruptible seed, but an incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
Listen to me today. I preach in this way. If God bless me to be able to explain a few things today. Brother Junior, oh, we can take you in to this church today. We can even go out and listen and baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We can do that. I have done that many, many times. And, oh, listen, and it's not panned out so well because they truly wasn't saved.
And repeated.
Repented, hadn't been born again.
Amen.
Oh, but listen, but for as many as you has been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. See, how much difference are they? How much difference, Sister Claudette, are they than been baptized in the name of or into? We can baptize you in the name of, but not a one of us can baptize you into just what you was talking about, Brother Squarm. Oh, listen. Yeah, for as many of you been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free. Listen, right here, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, listen, God is a spirit, and the same spirit that dwells in me dwells in these sisters. That's where they're no different the spirit. Oh, as I tried to preach last Sunday, Brother Squarm, listen. Whoa, this natural man that you see today, we everyone, we're made up of the same thing. Brother Junior, yet not a one of us is the same. We're different. Oh, God's children, Brother Fred, we're all made up of the same thing. Even in God's kingdom, we're in this kingdom. Oh, listen. Yeah. But we're all different. Is that right? I'm telling you, when we get to heaven, Brother Don Parker, I'll know the difference between you and Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. I sure will. Oh, somebody said, we won't know this. Brother Lonnie, we won't know that. I don't know anywhere in God's record where it teaches that we won't know. Brother Junior, listen. So, oh, yeah, though we'll all have the same body made up of the same body. Yeah, and every seed have its own body. In other words, Brother Squam, it'll be you. It's you here, it'll be you there. It's me here, it'll be me there. I'm going to a real country. Brother Terry, oh, where real people will be there. Yes, sir. Somebody, I believe I might have said this. Somebody said, won't be no male or female there. Well, now, buddy, you can careful. If you ain't careful, listen, will we all be male? Or will there be any female? I'll guarantee Sister Claudette, I'll argue with you today that she'll be in heaven. And if I know anything about it, she's a female. Yes, sir. Oh, so heaven's more real than you want. You might realize. Yes, sir. Bless the Lord. I believe there'd be all kinds of little boys and little girls running around in that land. Don't you? Yes, sir. Sure as the world. We got something good to look forward to.
Amen.
Brother Squam. Oh, listen. Well, how am I going to get there? Well, Jesus is the way. Yes, sir. Oh, Jesus is the door. Not the Baptist church. Not the Methodist church. No, sir. But Jesus is the way. Yes, sir. Oh, and you'll have to go by him. But first of all, you'll have to see yourself as a sinner. Lost, burning, undone. Oh, Holy Son, you'll have to understand the consequences of living in sin. And you have to understand the wages of sin, that they're death. Yeah. Oh, you have to understand. Yes, sir. Yeah. That the lake of fire is real. Yeah. And that I could really go there.
Yeah.
And I could be tormented forever and forever. Oh, except you get to that point, you have no reason to want to be saved. Brother Junior, oh, fear plays a great part in it. Yes, sir. If you don't never get afraid, I believe this with all my heart. I never knowed man really turning to the Lord out of the goodness of his own heart.
Just to do
God a favor.
No,
and the Son. The Son. But it's always been a personal thing.
That's
for
right.
The guy.
Yeah,
yes, sir. It's always, here's how man's made up. He, if he's in his right mind, he, somewhere on the inside, he's deeply concerned about himself. And he wants the best for himself.
Yes, sir.
And he don't want to be tormented or punished in no way. Oh, listen. Oh, and that's why men and women have not been saved today.
Yeah.
They don't fear what might happen to them when they leave this world.
There you go, brother.
They're not afraid. No, sir. I know Brother Squam preached on pride, and pride is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Oh, but simply, why don't people turn to the Lord?
Well,
now listen, I'll tell you right here, They don't feel the need for Jesus in their life. They don't mean, Brother Junior, to not feel that way, but they just don't feel the need. Oh, even in nature, when you feel the need for something, you move out, you'll try to get it. Even though natural man, work day and night, hour after hour, trying to obtain something, want him, he feels the need for it. Oh, and if you don't do that, then you That's don't get it. Do you, Brother Junior?
That's right.
Oh, listen, help you don't feel the need of Jesus down in your life. I promise you, Brother John, you won't get him. You won't get him. Oh, listen. Yeah, but today, listen, folks, if you hear how quick, you know, it took, I don't know, maybe over an hour to get down here. How long? Listen, think about this. How long would it take you to get to hell? Like that, brother friend, just like that. Oh, you could be sitting here in the little jewel church. Yeah, I'm sitting here, maybe thinking after a while, oh, maybe one day I'll get in shape. Maybe one day I might get afraid. And all of a sudden, your time runs out. Here, listen. Oh, yeah, don't take long for this heart to quit beating. You think about that. Brother Squarm. Oh, listen. One heartbeat from a lake afar, from a place where you can never get out. Oh, somebody said, now here's the way the old natural mind thinks. Brother Squarm. Well, if it's that bad, surely something will have to happen. I won't have to suffer. Something will have to happen. Whoa, but it won't. Beyond our natural mind, brethren, we can't understand how we would punish forever and forever. Oh, but listen, but if you believe the word of God, then you understand that is the truth. And Brother Don, oh, listen, yeah, so next time, if there's somebody here without the Lord, the next time, then the Spirit comes your way, and you better hope that it does. Brother Junior, I promise you, you'll not be saved just any time that you might think that you want to be. You might find it a whole lot harder than you think. Oh, listen, somebody said, well, you can make it just as easy as you want to or as hard as you want to. Brother Junior, I must have been pretty dumb. I didn't know how to do that. Want to, or as hard as you want to. Brother Junior, I must have been pretty dumb. I didn't know how to do that. Oh, I knew that I was dying and going to hell. But I didn't know how to get saved any sooner than what I did. I sure didn't, or I would have done it. I wouldn't have punished like I did. Oh, I didn't know nothing about being saved. I'd never been saved before. I didn't know what to expect. Brother Gary, I didn't know how it'd be. And no, sir, I sure didn't. Oh, but listen, bless the Lord. And but Jesus may not come by your way again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe there's such a thing as your conscience been sealed with a hot iron. Yes, sir. Oh, there's people that living all over this world, and maybe they never cursed a time in their life. Maybe they have never been drunk. Maybe they've never done this or that. Maybe they're good moral people. Oh, but they rejected God's Son, Jesus. Now, if you want to talk about the unpardonable sin, oh, you just keep rejecting God's Son, and you'll find out what it is. Brother Junior, just as sure I'm here. I had a friend of mine that passed from this life, and I was so worried about him. He went to church all his life. This one, and I got talking to him. I said, Charlie, are you praying? Yeah, I'm trying to pray. He'd say, but I knew him well enough. He was having a hard time with that. And here was what was on my mind. He'd put it off so long that God may never come by again with the invitation for heaven to be his home. You don't understand. Listen, when you got a mind and you understand you need to do right, then, oh, there's something wrong in my life. I know I'm not what I ought to be. You ought not let that thought, and you shouldn't push it away. You ought to meditate upon it. Yes, sir. That's God's Spirit. Yeah. That's God's love trying to bring you into the fold.
Yes,
brother, listen. Hell! But deny that. Reject that. And get turned over to a hardness of heart.
Exactly right.
To believe a lie and be damned. Whoa! Listen. And I know I've seen people. It wouldn't matter, Brother Squarm, how hard we preached or what we did. Use exactly right. Oh, it's a personal thing between man and God.
Is,
what they're going to believe and what they are not going to believe.
That's right.
Listen. Yeah. But I promise you today, if you end up in hell, it won't be like here on this earth. You won't have nobody to blame. No, sir. You won't even try to blame nobody else. Oh, it'll be perfectly clear, Brother Junior, whose fault it is. Oh, I had the opportunity time and time again. Oh, I never tried to pray, and now it's too late. I wonder how many millions and millions say that. Brother Junior, many, all the people that's ever been upon God's footstool. According to the Word of God, just a few of them is going to believe. Yes, sir. Whoa. But listen, and I'll get out of the way. Oh, but Jesus. Whoa. Folks, what a great joy it is to have him as my Savior, my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords. Oh, what a friend
I found in Him. Yes, sir. Him. He don't come in and out tomorrow. Him. We've preached this for years and years. And it came right out of the Word of God. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Exactly,
it's what God says about it.
Amen.
Who's going to stand when the world's on fire?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Bernie said to his children, oh, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go with you always unto the end of the world. Brother Swarm, listen. Yeah, my King is not way out there somewhere. Yeah, when I'm in trouble. Yeah, and that's a whole lot of time. I don't have to send way off for Him. No. Oh, yes, He lives on the inside to the children of God. He's already here. Sister Claudine, He's already here. Yes, sir. Oh, look what He's done for the family. But ain't it good? You know, you take even a child that don't have mom or dad, but sometimes, some good person will come along, take care of that child, becomes its guardian. Brother Junior, the son, God's children, we have got an angel. Him for our guardian. And you know, I didn't used to understand. Sometimes, even being a child of God, sometimes I thought I was still all alone. Brother Junior, depending, Brother Tom, upon myself. And when the King of Kings and lived on the inside. I mean, God, you think about that. How powerful is it to have God in you? Yes, sir. Brother Ross, every day we're blessed. Yes, sir. Why? Simply because God's in you. Yes, sir. And but if He's not in you, then if any man, any woman hath not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. Brother Squire can't help that. I can't help that. No, no, no. Oh, and times sure get rough here on this earth. Sickness comes, heartaches come. Oh, Brother Squirm, I don't want to face it without my guardian angel.
No,
do you?
I don't want to face it
without God. No, sir. Let me tell this, and I tell it a lot of places, a lot of places, and a lot of times that I have told this, but for the glory in the honor of the Lord. I really mean that. Yes, sir. Oh, there's an old man one time up home lived as far back in the holler as you could get. Yes, sir. And that old man sent for me. One day he said, my son, Brother Gary, you've heard it many, many times. He said, told them to tell Jerry, my son, he's passed away this morning, and I want him to come, tell him to hurry and get here. Well, how many times, Brother Terry, have they called you out to the King's Daughter Hospital? Oh, my loved one, they're passing away where they passed away.
Yep.
How many times, Brother Terry, have you said, well, I don't know, God, what I'm going to say when I get there. I don't know what to do. Oh, listen. So I prayed all the way to that old man's house, Brother Squarm. And after I finally got there, opened the door, the old man sitting there. The whole house wasn't big. It wasn't, I don't guess, big as this stand. But he was sitting there, no shoes on, poor as they could be. Oh, but here's what he said, and it amazed me, the love of God. He said, Jerry, I didn't think you'd ever get here. He said, I want to tell you something. Said, God has saved my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, his son just died. Couple hours, Brother John. Oh, yes, and you think about losing a son. How great is God's love? How great is his comfort? And listen, in the time of that old man's trouble, that he brought joy to his heart. Oh, the Lord has saved my soul.
I want you to do something.
Listen, we talked a little bit. And he said, I said, well, when do you want to be baptized? He said, I ain't able to go to the water. And he wasn't.
No.
Brother Turin, he wasn't able. Well, I left him without any excuse. I said, there's a bathtub in here, and it's just as good as the Jordan River. Oh, it's not where, but it's why. It's why we do things. Brother Junior, it's why I get up here and try to preach. It's the reason that I do it. Listen. Oh, and you better do it for the right reason. Don't matter what you do, I advise you to do it for the right reason. Yes, sir. Oh, that old man said, well, not right now, but I'll let you know, Sister Claudine. And he said, Brother Squarm, oh, I want you to go in here and preach for me. I think it was three of us there. I believe. I kind of felt pretty awkward. Oh, preach in front of three people. Old nature coming in. Oh, I don't know why. It should have bothered me. I shout right by myself all the time.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And just me and the Lord
in
the car. Have some of the best meetings I've ever been in. Oh, Brother Junior, if I could preach some of the sermons I've thought about many times that I have right by myself. I wonder about that. And listen. But I said, I'll try. And I got started trying to preach. One word led to another. Next thing you know, the Spirit, and only the Spirit, could have ever delivered me that day from a natural mind to a spiritual. Oh, got feeling pretty good. And all of a sudden, I heard the water running in the little bathtub. Yes, sir. Oh, I want to be baptized.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And as we took him in there, he had a little companion, been bedfast for 9 years, Brother Junior. And she called Brother Banner over one time, and I think that she wanted to tell him that the Lord had saved her. But old Satan, Brother Gary, worked on that little woman. Oh, Grandpap had passed away. And she didn't say nothing about it. when he was tired. Oh, went on for years after that. No doubt her heart suffered.
Amen.
Because she wouldn't tell what great things the Lord had done for him. Oh, and I put that old man in that bathtub. Him, and I could just barely see around the corner where the little woman laid. Oh, I heard her, and I seen the little hand raise up. She said, come and get me. Come and get me. I want to be baptized. And so we baptized both of them. Oh, yeah. Though the funeral was hard, their hearts was heavy. It was aching. Oh, but the comfort. Think about it. Don't you need this? The comfort.
Yes, sir.
The comforter.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Oh, went right through that funeral and comforted them and made a way that they was able to bear it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
He's a burden bearer.
That amazes me to see that. I go over that experience I had with that old man. Time and time and time again.
Oh, that's good, man.
How amazing God's love is. Now, Brother Jim.